Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, miniskirts.
And if you keep on pulling, some men will say, yeah, at least we saw how she looks like. She had bald legs, she has long legs, she has fake legs. That's how we categorize, isn't we?
Especially in school environment, they should do it like they used to do it back in the day where they have a ruler and they literally measure your skirt before you can even start school. I mean, behind that concept.
Well, we all know a miniskirt is a dress well above the knees or generally at mid-thigh level. And we also have a micro miniskirt, which is a hemline at the upper thigh. But miniskirts have existed for a very long time. They were generally called mini back in the fashion trend in the 60s. This is when this all started. But I just want to know, is the miniskirt elegant, sexy, or provocative? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague in the studio, Kenneth Bure. Welcome back, Kenneth.
Thank you, and I love that description of a miniskirt.
All right. Okay, and we have my colleague, our VJ, Radhia Mohammed. Radhia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
And all the way from Columbus, Ohio, by the way of Tanzania, Connie Stevens, a.k.a. Coco Boss.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing miniskirts. Well, as we know, miniskirts have been there for a while. It's the style. It's fashion back since way back in the 60s. But is there a limit as to what length really matters? And is this associated with culture and traditions? Well, I spoke to Lucy Lovemore, all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I wanted to know her take.
Just not appropriate, because the environment does not really allow it. When kids are still going to school, and just imagine a girl going into class with all those boys, as well as the teacher, you know, you're just causing unnecessary commotion. So I feel like, especially in school environment, they should do it like they used to do it back in the day where they have a ruler and they literally measure your skirt before you can even start school.
There was a ruler?
I am behind that concept.
Really? Oh, my
you
goodness.
Know, yes, because it causes a lot of unnecessary destruction.
Wow. You know what, Lucy? You're reminding me of some guy I read in a paper. They said in Uganda they complained at some point that these skirts are causing destruction to drivers and it's not safe.
Exactly, literally, yeah.
And
also here with the taxi drivers.
And I know if you're talking about African women, we know how built they are, you know, and maybe
100%.
I know.
Wait for you to get to that point. Yes. Yes. We are happy because our men appreciate them.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. African men, we appreciate that.
You understand? So
this kind of skirts are all over in South Africa in high school kids.
I'm telling you.
So is this a problem to kids? Why is this a problem to kids? Have you realized and seen problems really happening in practical ways?
Yes. Come on. If you had to look at our rape statistics in South Africa, it's skyrocketing.
Oh.
And we fight it and say, you know what, the way we dress is not supposed to mean anything. But we're not being realistic because men are visual beings. So let us not tempt them, you know. Let us dress in a way that is of good manner, if I may put it that way, you know. Not to say an act of a man grabbing you or is justified. No, it's not justified, but let us also do our part as women.
That's right. You know? I
and
hear you, Lucy.
Do it likewise for our kids, as we are bringing up our kids, let's bring them in a way that is of respect, that, you know, cover them up. And if somebody in your family says something, take notice before you walk out of the house. And leggings, yes, leggings do help a lot. I personally do not like to wear a miniskirt with a legging. There's no point.
Thank you, Lucy. Love more from Johannesburg, South Africa. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing miniskirts. So what about type of miniskirts? Are there any specifications? And when is the appropriate place and time to wear a miniskirt? Is there an appropriate time anyway and place for it? Okay, let me give the ladies first. Coco Boss, tell me about wearing miniskirts. From your experience growing up in Tanzania, now you're here, what is this miniskirt wearing about? Do we have to have a specific length? Does it matter? Or is this elegancy? Is it sexy? Or is it provocative, my friend?
For me, this is a hard subject, first of all.
Why is it so hard?
I'm like your typical tomboy. So miniskirts and me is...
it don't matter.
But I have a point of view.
Okay, let's hear your point of view.
To me, I think length matters.
Okay.
You shouldn't wear one too short where it looks like you're about to get a pup smear, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the second of all is like, yeah, if you wear it appropriately and let's say it's above the knee, not all the way halfway your thigh, it should be all right. But when it's too way up, I mean, you're attracting all kind of negativity. And other people take it, well, this is sexy. And because they're following somebody else's rule, I think it's the woman herself. What are you trying to portray out there? How are you feeling that day? As far as, is this something that you're looking to wear to get compliments? What are you looking for? And then there's culture. Our culture, they shy upon short clothes.
That's,
you know,
that's
so
very
as
true.
An elegant woman, an African woman, I believe that should be a no-no as far as culture is concerned.
Let's listen to Radhia Muhammad. Radhia, you grew up in here, but also you have been to Zanzibar growing up as a young lady. You've been to the streets of Zanzibar and then the streets of America. Tell me about your perspective when it comes to dressing, especially you're talking about dressing elegant, dressing sexy. Is this miniskirt bringing confidence to women who are putting out there? What's this all about?
Well, overall, I agree with most of what Connie said. It has a lot to do with your environment. So you can't show up to work in a miniskirt because you're going to get the wrong kind of reaction for it. And it's not exactly something you should be wearing because you're supposed to be focusing on certain things and you're going to derive the wrong kind of attention towards yourself. So a miniskirt isn't exactly something you should wear in certain environments, but also I think there's different definition for what a miniskirt is. Sometimes it's above the knee and it's really not that short depending on your figure, you know, and so it doesn't look as inappropriate, but maybe on another woman's figure and it's above the knee, it looks like it's way too, it just looks like it's way too revealing on her. But overall, my standpoint on this is that women should be able to wear what they want.
Okay.
The only thing I didn't agree with that Connie said is based on the culture part. I think as time goes on, especially from where I'm from in Zanzibar, other women shouldn't be so shocked if another woman is wearing a miniskirt or skirt that's just above her knee. I just don't feel like it's anything to talk about among the streets of anything. It's I just don't think so. But if you don't like it, then don't do it.
Right. If you don't like, don't do it. But you should be free to do. You know, you're reminding me of something, Radhia. There's this movement that came in Kenya, and I think it went all over viral. I think all over Africa and maybe all over around the world. It was saying hashtag my dress, my choice. And this was because so many women, okay, were harassed just because of wearing a miniskirt. Hey, what's wrong about wearing a miniskirt?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with the miniskirt. Sometimes it's all about your own preference. I don't wear miniskirts because of based on how I like to dress, and it's also based on what I want people to see and what I don't want people to see. Mm. But also, I feel like this is something that men have been taught. This is where children or parents in general, parents have to their male children how to look at women. A woman should be able to wear what she chooses to wear without men harassing and men looking at her up and down. That's something men have to be taught not to do.
Right. Now, before you proceed, let me ask Kenneth Bwire. We have a man in the studio now. You're giving him a very hard time, but I'm putting him in the spot. Kenneth Bwire, you are the man here. Now, are you, as a man, distracted by these miniskirts? Or what do you think? Are men getting distracted? And now, are we supposed to be blamed because we always, you know, get distracted looking at the ladies when they have their miniskirts on and trying to police their fashion and dressing?
You said my dress, my choice.
Yes, sir.
Whether it is under the knee, above the knee, at the thigh, above the waist, below the waist. It's my choice.
Yeah, and you saw this movement yourself in Uganda. Tell me about it.
And the miniskirt, as you described from the beginning, it's even in the news writing subject.
Oh, yeah.
Be as brief and interesting as a miniskirt. That's how the definition goes. So you can't run away from it. It's as brief and short as a miniskirt. But then there is culture.
Which
is being taken over by time.
I know.
In Uganda, they say tevikola. It's not allowed.
Tevikola?
Hey, it can't. It's not there.
Is it like a taboo, you mean?
It's even last year, there was an order. Indecent dressing in offices, out. You have to wear something way below
your knee.
Almost on the floor. If you come in dress the way you want, interesting, you will not be allowed in.
Really?
In another way, you see, culture is there.
Of course.
But when it comes to modernity, where we are now, you can't control what Radhia dresses or Coco Beach puts on.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you have to look at your shape. You have to look at your figure. This dressing sometimes don't go with your body.
I know, especially
it rejects you.
Especially when you're talking about African ladies.
Yeah, it rejects you totally.
A different case, right?
You are way above your height, then you're putting on a miniskirt. Sincerely, it has just rejected you. Then number two, ladies are very vocal about sexual harassment. You are harassing me sexually.
I know.
You put on these miniskirts, you are harassing me in another way. It's only that I cannot shout, because if I shout, people will start laughing at me.
Of course.
So as you put your question right.
Wow.
The tech of men can be distracted by anything a lady does. Even if just scratching the hair, you can be distracted.
Mm-hmm.
But you put on a miniskirt way far now beyond your distraction. And again, if you go to African country and you hear rape cases, don't say these people are so backward. No, you are pushing them to do exactly what they were not planning to do.
But Kenneth Bwire, how could you, really? Let's talk about this as men. How could you just jump to a woman in the streets of Uganda or Dar es Salaam or Nairobi or D.C., Washington, just because she has a miniskirt? Come on. You're a human being in the first place, isn't it?
We are different.
Yes, we are, of course, human beings
are
different.
And the way we respond to nature is different. The way we act is different.
Man.
What we take is different. How we behave is different. Bwire might not do it because he knows this is wrong. and he's kind enough. But somebody else in the name of Shomari could do it because his hormones have reacted that way. So don't subject Sunday to doing what is wrong because you are provoking him by putting on the miniskirt. You are making the door open for him to enter the bedroom.
Okay. Okay, but also, Bwire, that's why my question comes right up to the first one I said. Is this dress provocative? Is it sexy? Or is it elegant? Because we know they can be elegant. They can be sexy. But they can also be provocative. So how do we do this? You go to clubs, Coco Balls, tell me about this. You're a DJ, you see all the time. You don't see ladies going to the club with these long skirts.
Before Coco comes in,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is sexy.
Yes.
If you dress it with a purpose, if your wife takes it...
Dress with a purpose.
Yes, if your wife dresses it in your house, you're okay with it, right?
Yes.
If she dresses and gets out, then it becomes provocative. Provoke me if I am your husband. Ah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Even the Bible and the Quran allows it. Provoke me anytime you so wish, right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to provoke another man outside, okay?
No, you can't do that.
Ah, no. Now, if
that's the other name, though. It comes with another name. Fashion and elegancy.
Yeah, it's up to you. My dress, my choice. Go ahead, do it.
Especially when it's a suit. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Hey, Coco Boss, you put it in the high heel? Wait a minute. You should know this better than I do, Radhi and Coco Boss. So hold it right there. Miniskirt is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC.
Right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio with Kenneth Bwire, Connie Stevens, and Radhia Muhammad. We're discussing miniskirts. Now, as we all know, the hashtag, my dress, my choice. And I spoke to my colleague, Solomon Abu, from the House of Service, and I wanted to know, is miniskirts about provoking, sexy, confidence, or elegance?
I think when you talk about like people wearing mini skirt or different shades of dresses, there are like different aspects to it. So there's some people who want to be explicit and expose themselves for whatever reason, probably to provoke someone. I don't know how harmful that would be, but that is even funny.
Know yet.
Like when I say provoke, it sounds funny to say like, you know, someone's trying to provoke me because of what he's wearing. Because I control how I feel.
You do control, right?
So I don't want to blame anyone, first of all, for wearing something because they feel like that's what they want to wear. But on the other hand, you also look at the weather changes and then different environments. When people talk about how people dress, sometimes they don't want to put it in context because when you go to the beach, you don't wear some dress.
Exactly. That's a whole different scenario.
You know,
yeah.
Or when you go to the gym,
mm-hmm.
you see women wearing like, you know, sweatpants, tight ones. And you see men also wearing things that exposes themselves. Right. Like, some of them can be really provocative. Like, I don't know, but I don't care about that.
Mm-hmm. The man, it doesn't bother you.
I mean, yeah, I'm not claiming like I'm an angel, okay?
Tell me about it.
So the last time I was at a gym, you don't want me to distract, okay?
Yeah,
and this lady was in a really, 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 really tight pants, you know? Mm-hmm. And she was just squatting in front of me, and it was freezing. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go. I feel like she was doing this on purpose. I mean, I feel like this is like serious, you know? Like, I'm a human being.
Exactly.
I don't want to tell you what to wear. She's at a gym, so she has the right to wear whatever she wants.
Yes. Even out of the gym. I mean,
even out of the gym, she has, yes. But you can also come and stand in front of me and just squat, like, squat for more than, like, 5 minutes. And I'm working out, like, at that area. Like, you know, I mean, it was that serious.
So if it was that provocative to you, why don't you just move to another place?
I left. You know, I'm a good guy.
Of course, very good guy.
So, the reason why people dress sometimes that way, it is also to feel comfortable.
Yeah, of course. The weather, like in Africa, it's usually very hot.
It's very hot. People want to feel free. Mm. You know, I'm not saying you should expose yourself, but there's a way you can also dress where every important part of your body is covered, mm-hmm. but you're also feeling comfortable. You can tell someone that in a temperature which is like 90 degrees or 85 degrees to like cover themselves up. So I think that a lot of like nuances to that. There are some people you can tell they really want to provoke, like, you know, like you said. I don't like the provoke word, but like they want to, you know, arouse or create some attention for themselves because of that.
Right.
But I don't care if the woman want to feel confident in what they wear, mm-hmm. because it is their choice. I don't think anyone has any right to tell anybody what to wear.
Thank you, Solomon Abu from the House of Service. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing miniskirts. Miniskirts as a fashion has not just started today. Has been there since 1960s. Maybe none of us were born at the time. So do you think, Cocoboss, men get distracted and it's a problem we shouldn't have these miniskirts on the streets like what claimed by some of the Ugandan drivers that they are distracted?
But men...
Oh, there's a time and place for these things.
The best fashion designers are men, are the ones who designed the miniskirts.
Thank you. Men designed this, so you're right. Mm-hmm. You're very right about that.
Yeah, I think they're meant to be provocative. They're meant to make a woman look sexy. In mm-hmm. a club setting, that's where like women go to get attraction. Mm. I mean, don't get me wrong.
They're on such a mission. Eh?
Don't get me wrong, but I think that's a good setting to wear a miniskirt because you're going in there and you say, I want to feel comfortable with myself if that's your thing. I want to go out there, and I'd like to get some compliments, you know? Mm-hmm. And I believe, like, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's something called the 80-20 rule.
Okay.
Okay?
What is that rule about?
What I'm saying here doesn't apply to every woman, so okay. I hope they don't take it out on me for saying this. You know? It's like, it's really about how you feel and what attention you want to attract. So in the street, I don't think that's an appropriate way of dressing if it's above what you need for me. But here, if you're feeling comfortable with yourself, you want to attract somebody, you don't want to attract anybody, it's about your own feelings that day, you know? I don't know. And I've seen girls wear them, and half the time they're uncomfortable, but if they say they are comfortable because they're constantly pulling it down.
That's my question, too.
Exactly.
What's the point?
Yes.
I've actually seen some women wear miniskirts and they didn't pull it down. Because technically, I've seen some girls wear them to school. Like, they had kind of like a uniform, you know, the ones that they make the girls wear high, like knee-high socks.
Yeah, you're right. Because like most schools, like in South Africa, all the schools you see, they're really miniskirts for the school kids.
Yeah, but they don't pull them down because they're flared. They're not. You know, they're, against their skin.
I've actually seen some women wear miniskirts and they didn't pull them down all the time. I think those women probably got skirts that didn't fit them. Because I know women like...
I think it's about the stretch, too.
Yeah, most women like those skirts to be tight on them. So when they wear them, you can't buy like a tight miniskirt. You can buy tight jeans. You can't buy tight miniskirts. They're going to go up all the time.
So if you have a flare...
It depends on what type of fashion it is. Because some of them, like the bodycon dresses, they have to fit a certain way.
Figure.
So you have to buy some tight.
Stylish.
You can't buy that loose. It doesn't make sense to wear it then.
Let me ask Radia. You know, there's this fashion and this style. And there's confidence among women. And there's also the sense of getting appreciated. So do you think that maybe with these, not skin, but anyway, when you have those mini skirts that are flare-ups, that you don't have to pull nothing down, they're just right there for you,
like a baby doll kind of style.
Ah, no style. From the description aspect.
So it's about getting the appreciation. It's about getting the nod. It's about saying, whoa, you look beautiful. Is this something that maybe drives? Is the confidence in women, or what is it about it?
I think it does. I think some women think if they wear the mini skirt that maybe it might show that they have confidence because they have nice legs and they want to show off their legs. And so people, well, they might think that some people perceive them as having some confidence and they want to show that they're confident maybe. But overall, I do think that it's about them wanting to feel sexy.
Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. Welcome back, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored miniskirts. I want to thank you, all those who attended tonight. First of all, I want to thank you, Coco Stevens, Connie Stevens, aka DJ Coco Boss. Thank you for your time in the studio tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, and this is a great topic.
Thank
Not
you.
That one that I'm really close to, but I'm glad I was able to put in my two cents.
Thank you so much. And of course, thank you, our VJ, VOA Swahili VJ, Radhia Mohammed. Thank you so much for your time, Radhia.
You're welcome. And I was also really happy to be a part of this conversation today.
Thank you for coming in here. All right. Also, a big thank you to all the other guests. Also, great thanks to my colleague right here, pardon me, Kenneth Sweden. Thank you.
My dress, my choice. But as you dress, are you distracting the person you're going to meet on the road?
All right. To our producer, Jackson Mvunganyi, thanks for your work. And also, please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be fashion trends. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and a guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
from Washington. This is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel.